Elected officials and staff for the borough attended an Alaska Municipal League conference in Anchorage in mid-November. Assemblymember Bob Lynn said one discussion at the conference was about the Coast Guard presence in Alaska.
Because everybody right now, including us, are scrambling to find ways to generate revenues for their communities. And talking with some of those people, at least from the Anchorage crowd north, they would like to have more Coast Guard presence, and there is actually beginning to vie for some of the new 154 class vessels into that area.
Lynn said other communities are lobbying for additional icebreaker vessels along Alaska's coastline. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said the borough has made the Coast Guard issue a priority with Petersburg's lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and Mayor Mark Jensen agreed it was an important topic.
One thing is moving the NOAA ships out of Seattle, where they're stationed in the wintertime, close, you know, into Alaska. And I think Juneau is pretty aggressively seeking that. So I think we need to be a little bit more proactive in getting our name in and making sure we show our interest and express the potential we have to house them, you know, even if we have to do some modifying at the of the waterfront here and there. And
nationwide, the Coast Guard has 14 of the newer 154-foot Sentinel-class fast response cutters in service and is using them to replace the older 110-foot Island-class cutters like the Petersburg-based Anacapa. The borough has sought congressional help in trying to keep a cutter stationed here, although Petersburg's current Coast Guard mooring would not be large enough for the newer, larger ships. Lynn wanted to start the discussion about possible changes to accommodate the newer vessels.
When talking with some of the elected people from those communities up there, they're going to take formal positions about what they would be willing to offer to the Coast Guard to be able to berth those some of those the boats, the 154 class and some other ones, in their communities up there. And when I walked away from that and got to thinking about it, I'm the same place Mark is, that I think it's time that we're going to need to take some kind of a formal position of what we're willing to do here.
Lynn wanted that issue to be sent to the Harbor Board for more specific recommendations that the Assembly could consider at a later date. The Assembly's representative to the Harbor Board, Kurt Wallhuter, wanted to find out more about the Coast Guard's plans.
You know, because when you're starting to talk about ice, you know, class vessels, you're not going to be using the 154 up there and stuff. So I think everybody's going in the right direction. I think we're looking at, you know, maybe getting more presence of the Coast Guard in here, seeing how we're going to start using the Northwest Passage eventually, you know, for shipping. But it'd be a really good idea to maybe figure out, first of all, what these vessels are that they're going to talk about replacing in Southeast.
The Coast Guard has not announced any plans to replace or retire the Anacapa. That ship was built in 1990 and had a major overhaul in 2009. Wallhuter said he'd bring the issue to the Harbor Board. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.